What's up, new grounders? I'm feeling pretty good today. Just got out of some swimming, actually. This is episode 15, by the way. This is DJ Orange. Kind of forgot the formalities there. I have a really good lineup for you guys this week. Good variety of songs, good quality, so let's get right into it. First one up is one called Bukkake Udon Song. No, it's you perverts. No, it's not that. Bukkake Udon is actually a type of noodle. It's sort of a, it's got kind of like a sauce on it. I'm not too sure about it, but pervs. Anyway, that one is Mountain of Waiting Warrior, which is kind of a nice calmer one. And the one after that is a Star Wars remix. It actually sounds completely different. It sounds very danceable, and it's sometimes not even apparent that the Star Wars theme is in there. Something also to mention about the Bukkake Udon song is it's the only one by this artist, so they're fairly new. So if you can, try to support them and visit them. I'll give you the links ahead of time. The number for the Bukkake Udon is 146-663. The Mountain of the Waiting Warrior is 152-363. The Star Wars remix is 151-696. Alright, let's get started.
Oh,
Alrighty, good job. Let's go keep going on. Next one is Reasoner, Where Do We Turn? It's another classical one. A Reasoner is a pretty well-known person. Number for that one is 151-696. The one after that is Tatuata Techno Remix. I have no clue about this one. It's an okay sounding song, not too good. Well, not to insult the artist, but I didn't think it was too good. I figured I would just throw it in. It was different than what everything else that we had. Number is 94644. The one after that is Stadium Rave, and its number is 152124. With this one, I had this, I don't know if you've ever seen the SpongeBob episode where he adopts a jellyfish as his pet and he brings it home, and one of the things it loves to do is dance, and they really listen to like this techno sound of music, and it has a very distinct background beat. If you've ever seen that episode, kind of listen for the similarity between that one and what you're probably going to hear in the Stadium Rave. And the main melody of it just sounds so familiar. I don't know where it is. If anyone can tell me or give me a clue, please do. Anyway, the number for that one was Stadium Rave, 152124. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, guys. The next couple songs are Caramel Dancin' Remix Deuce. The number is 151768. This is a popular remix of kind of an internet meme. It's Caramel Dance, which is a lot of people like to do is put their hands up to the side of their head and then bounce it up and down while bopping from side to side. You might have seen it if you do a search on YouTube. There are like thousands upon thousands of this. If you want, send me a PM for our YouTube link. There's a really good video that actually has like all the English translations for this song. This obviously has no lyrics, but the original has like Swedish lyrics. I actually know all of the lyrics by heart. I'm kind of a fan of the original song. Anyway, the number was 151768. The one after that is I Wanna Rock, which is not in relation to the normal song, which I thought of when I first saw this. I'm like, what? It's done by Dino Ren Oof. I don't know how to pronounce his name, sorry. Number is 147846. And then another one, which is by a fairly popular artist, Jazza. They make very good flash. I think the best one was the Pico Day Anthem, which I was considering as the intro for this show. But anyway, their song is The Happiest in the World. It's kind of a solemn piano ballad, which is what they seem to do the best. And the number is 150434. All right, let's go again.
Paradise. And girl, it feels like nothing's left inside my soul. But I can't help believing in my foolishness that you are meant to know. I know that you have told me that I should lay it down, let it go. Don't look back and just say no. But why would I break the walls around me when they're built with smiles and happy faces and memories of all those places? So simple, I could turn to you to cry out loud. You made me smile, you made me proud. I never saw it hurt you. I was so absorbed in all my pain, I never saw your own. Now when I need your shoulders, I'm all alone, a world apart. I had my chance and went too far. This endless pain, regret and fine, I just can't keep you from my mind. So I look back to the day we ate our treats and we laughed, we were okay. In the park as people passed, but we knew we were the happiest in the world. My mind was to make you smile. I know that sometimes it's too much. Just please stay strong, and all the while I'll keep you in my mind. But did I ever tell you this time apart, although it's hell, I'm coming home in time. So please just don't forget me, and I swear to you, this time around I'll do it right. And we'll look back to the time when we had to be apart, but things were fine. And though the days were hard, we just knew that we would be the happiest in the world. Dressed in white, I turn around to you and say, we got through the hard and now we can be forever the happiest in the world. We start a new life in every way, with a house to clean and kids at school and bills to pay, and together we can overcome everything. Is the happiest in the world.
Alrighty, guys, this is going to do it for this show. Hope you guys had fun. I think I found some really good music this week. I kind of tried to space it out, some of my favorites with some of the ones I didn't like so much. I mean, I do play songs that I don't personally like. I just appreciate the skill that they put into it. Anyway, remember to visit us at www.newgroundsradio.com. Vote on a couple of the polls. From the way the polls are going, it's tied neck and neck right now with our ambient and video game, I believe. Also, don't forget to put on the polls of whether you want me to announce the songs before or after the show. I actually announced it before the songs this time, like the numbers and such, because it is currently tied with my old version, which was announcing the songs before they were played, and now my secondary version, which is announcing the song titles, but then giving the numbers after the song is played. So I'm going to sort of, like, I guess, ping-pong between both of them until there's a definite victor. Also, by voting, it appears that most of you guys are getting the download links off of the site. Currently, there are 11 votes for that, and then 3 votes for... You just get the numbers from the podcast, so I might... keyword might take out the numbers in the thing just to make it a little smoother. Here we go. Let's see. Out of all the songs on a podcast, how many do you end up downloading? Apparently, you guys download about 25 to 50%. So that sort of tells me that a lot of you guys listen to this as just sort of surfing or browsing for stuff that you like. Well. I mean, I was hoping for maybe higher percentages, but whatever. Remember, you can still vote on any of these. Go to the website. Again, it's www.newgroundsradio.com. And next week, this is DJ Orange, signing off.